The following Pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Take it away.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom.
Not for much longer.
The power and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Who's there? Who would disturb a man of God in prayer? Show yourself.
We will. When you are ready to see us.
You cannot frighten me.
Then you are more foolish than we had come to understand. Episcopal St. Francis, enjoying the benefits of your new position.
What do you want?
A battle is coming and the sides have already been drawn. We want to show you the truth about your great God before you swear on dying.
That was a vow I took long ago. There is nothing you can show me to make me doubt my faith.
Really? Are you sure? Perhaps you're ready to see us now. Ready to see your destiny.
What are you?
We are the future. We are the undying voice. We are the cast out. The betrayed. The dead.
No, no, stay back. I renounce thee with the power of Jesus Christ.
He has no power here. Not anymore. The old order is dying. Come see how the new will begin.
I will not listen. No, no, stay back. No, no, don't come near. No.
The Line. Arc 1. Living on a Prayer. Episode 1, Fides, Part 1.
Give us a Z! Give us an O!
Oh!
Give us another O!
Oh!
get up and cry? Zoom with us to flying high! Oh, fuck it. It's a pile of crap.
Just a little bit.
Well, it's not like I was ever that desperate to be a cheerleader anyway.
So, why are we doing this?
Don't know. We're in our last year at school. Seemed like it might be a laugh, and then fucking hot dudes on the team.
Since when were you into basketball boys?
Always so negative. I'm just bored, Dee.
Hot they may be, but I ain't never known you to go for some guy unless he's crazy, smart, or dangerous. And basket cases? None of the above.
Maybe I'm just exploring my shallow side.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever makes you happy, but seriously, you aren't gonna really cheer, are you?
Probably not.
Thank God. I thought I was gonna have to find a new BFF.
No, we'll just have to live off of the meager pickings of men we have at the club. Woe is me.
Whoa, huh? Well, why don't you come out with me tonight, like you were going to before this cheering crap, and we'll see what meager pickings we can pick up.
Yeah, why the fuck not? Let's do it, man.
Excellente.
Hey, you sure I shouldn't try out for this thing?
Were you here during that little demonstration? Because, oh god, I was.
Well, yeah, but Zoe said she'd give me private lessons if I made the team.
I bet she did.
Fuck off, Dee. Zoe's just a friend.
Oh, I know. That's how you see her. Oh, fine. Whatever else, shut up.
You know, it would sound better if you actually said the letters instead of being a cunt about it.
You have one fucking nasty ass mouth on you, you know that?
Fuck off! The shit you come out with! Besides, I am merely reclaiming that particular word for womanhood away from the historical, patriarchal expression of language. No one gives a shit if you say cock, but cunt? Oh no!
Don't you dare cast such a slur on my feet, JJ! I'll kill you!
Yeah, with my fucking stiletto heels. God!
Fine. Anyway, back to the cheering. That would probably sound better if the caller,
that's you,
has a decent chance to start with.
Point. So where are we going tonight?
Where do you think? Like, there's much of a choice at Angel Falls. Phil's gonna be coming, and you know he gets, oh my god, the best shit.
This is all true.
And it's just possible that, oh my god, like, the hunkiest of all the hunky hunk players, Kevin, might also be going there tonight.
You're kidding, right? I mean, no jock goes to the horny devil. It just doesn't work.
Kevin does. Well, at least he does now after I persuaded Matt to bring him along.
Oh my god, you are the bestest of best fucking friends anyone could ask for! How the hell did you do that?
I just used my tongue.
And you say I have a dirty ass mouth?
I asked him, dickwad. Besides, Matt owes me a favor and he's kind of in the middle.
Well, I'm not turning down an answered prayer. Bring him on.
Awesome. So can we stop the shitty cheers, please?
Yeah, we can stop. I better finish that dull-ass reading assignment. Besides, I'm gonna be in no state to do it tomorrow morning during free period. Tonight is gonna fucking rock.
Yes, it is!
And don't think that you're different, cause you're not. Gonna do everything you say. Shut my eyes, look the other way as you blatantly take my life away from me.
Welcome all! Together we usher in the dawn of hell. Raise your hands as we prepare to invite the most unholy of all beings, the Prince of Darkness, the Ender of Worlds, the most unclean to our midst. Spawn of humanity, I give you Satan!
Double vodka and Coke, please.
Suppose it wouldn't be worth my while asking for ID.
Stan, you know me. I'm here every fucking weekend. Come on, just give me the drinks, all right?
You may not have noticed, but it isn't a weekend. And your eyes are the size of small planets. Sure you want this?
Did I ask if I wasn't sure? Give me the drinks.
Here you go. No, D said it was on her, as always, Steph. Must be nice having a gazillionaire friend.
Yeah, it passes the time.
Just don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Or anyone.
My point exactly.
There you are. Come back to the table. Bill's finally here, and he's cut some wicked new treats.
Sounds good. See you later, Barman Stan.
Oh my god, you're such a flirt with him.
I know, but... ew, the guy's like 40.
Ew. Didn't you fuck him last year?
Yes, but I was really, really fucking wasted. So that doesn't count. Besides, that was the night you and Phil...
never mentioned again, remember?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. Zip.
Thanks.
Oh, Dee, I love your wet pussy, Dee. It smells so fucking good. Yes!
Shut the fuck up, Spawn of Lucifer.
He makes me. Didn't he ask to keep your song?
Oh, for the love of God.
You're so easy.
Biatch. Anyway, I would have told him to piss off, but the guy knows all the dealers in town, and I didn't want to lose our supply. I took one for the team, you know?
We are so cultured.
Come on. Have you seen Kevin yet?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Something go wrong?
We danced. It was good. He had his hands on my ass. It was very good. I kissed him. It was good. He called me a slut.
He called you what?
He said he was just finding out if I was as easy as people at school say. And when I went in for the first kiss, he figured he knew. He said he didn't want a druggie haul for a girlfriend and told me to fuck off.
That utter scum-sucking asshole. Want me to go eviscerate him?
Tempting. Very tempting. But I'm sure I'll find some way to give him shit this whole entire fucking year.
What a fucking cock monkey. He's just jealous you get laid more than him. Guys are always intimidated by an experienced girl. Or he's more jealous that you get more cock than he does.
Meh, probably. Now the only issue is I'm fucking horny, and this place closes in 2 hours.
Well, it's okay, as long as you don't end up with...
Hey, gorgeous.
That guy.
We really didn't get to finish our chat from last weekend, did we? I'm seriously hoping you would be here tonight.
You were boring, honey. Impress me, why don't you?
Just come hang with me and my buddies. We'll show you a good time.
5 minutes. Just you. Bathroom. Go.
Oh my god, no. He's a dirty biker. He's gross. He smells like engine oil.
Whatever. I'll be back in a bit. Just tell Phil to wait for me, okay?
Slut.
Apparently so. Just ask Kevin.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Oh my god. Yeah. gotta come. Okay. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Seriously?
What?
Lana said you screwed her for a good hour. Okay, I assumed I was going to get something out of
it. What?
You couldn't have lasted just a little longer?
Sorry, babe. What can I say? It's been a while.
A while? I heard you in here 2 fucking nights ago. Fine. Just fuck off then, all right? I gotta clean up.
Hey, you know I can finish you off in other ways.
Yeah, and so can I. Kind of my point. Bye.
I still can't believe he fucked him. All the guys and most of the girls couldn't keep their eyes off you, and you picked Man-Whore Brian.
Whatever, Dee. It passed the time. Very little time, admittedly, but after Kevin, I needed a morale boost. And I couldn't be bothered with someone who would expect conversation, you know what I mean? Besides, I got you for that shit, so I'm covered.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, fun. Shit, I'm wasted. Might skip first period tomorrow, come in for study hour or something.
Nuh-uh. First tomorrow is Johnson. He was gunning for an excuse to get your parents in last semester.
Oh, fuck. Well, you have to keep poking me, make sure I don't pass out.
I got better than that. Snatched a pack of these from Phil's jacket when he was chatting up that emo boy.
Dee, you are an angel. I love you.
Just make sure you take them first thing. It's a good half hour before they kick in, but they keep you buzzing the rest of the day.
Yeah, perfect.
Look, here's your place. Want me to come in?
Are you looking for an excuse not to go home?
My mom's got this new fucking boyfriend. He's seriously young, like 20 or something. It's gross. MILF, she is not.
Hey, man, you can stay, of course, but, just to warn you, you know how early my dad will wake you by crashing him up before work with the getting ready and shit.
Yeah, nah, it's fine. I'll go home. It's not like this guy will be around forever anyway.
Your mom not planning her 6th marriage, then?
No, while I'm fucking living there, she ain't. No way is another one of those sleazy bastards living in my house. Even if I do enjoy the spoils of the divorce settlements.
You're a paradigm for modern feminists everywhere, hun.
I know, right?
Okay, I'm going. My dad better be fucking asleep. The nighttime jock story's not gonna fly again.
Night. See you tomorrow. Or today. Or in 4 hours. Shit. Later.
Time already. Oh my god. No. Fuck me. Oh my head. I'm never gonna drink again. Where are those goddamn fucking pills? Perfect.
Stephanie, don't dilly-dally up there. Breakfast is on the table, and you can't be late for school.
I know, Mom. Dilly-dally? What the fuck?
Your father and I are off for morning service. Have a good day.
Okay, Mom. You too. When do they go to fucking church on a weekday? Jesus.
Since when did you and Dad go to church on a weekday?
It's the Epiphany, like you didn't know. And the priest is starting a new system of mass. We wanted to find out more about it. He's incredibly inspiring, Thomas. Believe you me, he'd be good for your immortal soul.
Whatever, Mom. See you tonight.
It's inspirational, Mother. Not inspiring. And believe me, if your faith is right, Tom's immortal soul is fucked.
Remember, you need to help take down the rest of the Christmas decorations tonight, so I expect you home on time. Enjoy your first day back. Love you both. Bye-bye.
You ready, Steph? Christ, you look like shit!
Yeah, thanks. I've only just woken up. Gotta shower quick.
What time did you get in?
I don't know, very fucking late.
High?
Not yet.
You're insane.
No, I'm just fun. Shower now.
Be quick, I'm not waiting.
Like I fucking care.
So, where did you go?
The devil, of course. And to you there. Assuming you were in more interesting places, huh?
I was actually at home studying. We do have our SATs coming up, remember?
Oh, fuck. Who cares about them? Please don't tell me you're going to turn out as boring as you seem. It would suck for my only sibling to be this dull. There's no way we shared a womb.
I'm not dull. These exams are going to define our futures. Whatever. Come on, we're going to miss the bus again if we don't hurry.
No, we're not. We have ages. Come on.
What sort of time do you work on?
My time.
You're just a bundle of scientific improbabilities, aren't you?
I try to be surprising. Talking about surprising, what's with Mom and Dad's sudden religious obsession? I mean, really?
Who the fuck knows? Midlife crises?
Probably. Why can't we have normal parents who freak out, buy a sports car, or have an affair?
Do you want our parents to have affairs?
No, but the church thing is getting tedious.
Well, Oh, for fuck's sake, look, there's the bus!
Well, we can catch it on the next road, won't we? Come on, let's cut through the back alley. You'll enjoy that, right?
Why are you such a little bitch? Jesus, Steph. I thought you said you were living on your time.
My time just sped up.
Fuck! Slow down! What the hell are you on?
Don't know. But I feel like I could run a marathon.
You quit being such a crazy ass. The bus will be on the next road. We'll make it now.
I am getting to Johnson's class if it fucking kills me. No more taking shit from that motherfucker!
Cars! Watch out for the cars!
Look, it's fine! I'll stop it and you catch up!
Steph! Look out!
Oh, fuck!
Next time, Across the Line.
See.
Well, this is very unexpected. Pardon the cliche, but how are you feeling?
No.
If I ask, will I regret it?
That depends on your point of view. Did you want to die? Feel.
No, there isn't time. I just don't have time. Oh, I can't even begin. Look, this is too much to do. I have to go. I have to go. I'm needed. I have to go.
Episode 2, airing next month, only at PendantAudio.com.
Well, this could be worse.
Featuring the voice talents of Tanya Milievich as Stephanie Davies, Kristen Bays as Dee LaFang, Christopher Stoddard as Thomas Davies, Michael Hudson as Bishop Francis, Colin Kelly as the Demon, Marlene Norton as Cecile Davies, JT as Stan, Paul Lavelle as the Drunk Guy, and Chris Hackney as the DJ. Written and directed by Chris Britton, with edits and additions by M. Sierra Garcia. Extra editing by Bex. Opening theme, The Hunt, composed by Kai Hartwig of HartwigMedia.com. Additional music from Jamendo.com as follows. We Hymn Thee, We Bless Thee by Dr. Emilian Stankov from Tebe Poem. The Screamer by Gringle from Metal Hunters. Metal Hunters by Gringle from Metal Hunters. Entertainment by Jewel Andrew from Sings Your Favorite Songs 2. Get Back in Line by Jewel Andrew from Sings Your Favorite Songs 2. Introduction by Logic State from Over the Sun. Additional music from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com as follows. Dance of Deception. Produced by Pendant Productions. The Line, created by Chris Britton. Copyright 2010. Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.